It's John L. Smallwood, certified financial planner, senior wealth advisor at Smallwood Wealth Management. What I'm doing here today is we're going to be continuing on the conversation of the Wealth Curve Blueprint and digging into each of the components of the scorecard. As we talked about last time on the podcast, the Wealth Curve Blueprint is a tool that allows the individual to get a snapshot of where their income and their income sources are, their savings rate, employer contributions, federal taxes, state taxes, FICA, debt structure, mortgage, principal and interest, property taxes, insurance, lifestyle, see their assets, their current liabilities, their future liabilities, life insurance, disability insurance, you know, this foundational items here, the long-term care, future income sources, pension, social security, their umbrella protection, their wills and trusts. All of these need to be optimal. So when we look at the scorecard, if you think about one of the most important decisions that we make, as we sit here, we make a blueprint and we see, for example, our sample, John and Molly Red Bank, that you can see on the website, et cetera. We see that 30% of their income is going out the door to taxes. All of us don't like to pay taxes. We want to protect our country. We want our country to be strong. In order to do that, we need our, you know, our local governments, our police forces, our fire departments. We need to pay taxes. There's no question about that. But we want to pay our fair share, okay? And in our particular example here, this fictitious person is paying 30% of their income in the form of taxes. And that's factoring in the FICA, the Medicare, the state of New Jersey, and the federal taxes. If we can drop that from 30 to 28, that's 2 percentage points. In this particular model that we're talking about, this particular blueprint, the client's got income of $445,000. That would have a significant impact, $8,000, $9,000 of increase into the savings rate, which would push the savings rate up to a much higher level. So the goal of the taxes is that in order to really do a successful plan, you need to look at your blueprint. You need to understand what you're paying in taxes. And then you need to look at is, how am I taking my deductions? Can I maximize those deductions? Can I make them more optimal? Can I develop strategies that are going to reduce those taxes that I'm paying, dividends and interest and capital gains being reported on my plan, etc.? How do I optimize that? And it's unique for each individual person. So the goal in taxes is to pay the least amount of taxes today, pay the least amount of taxes during the accumulation phase, and in retirement, pay the least amount of taxes. Sounds like a no-brainer, right? But most people do the exact opposite. So in our initial planning, we offer everybody what we call a wealth curve conversation, which is a free, no obligation, 30 to 40 minute phone conversation where we're walking you through understanding exactly what your income is and your family makeup. And we ask this thing about taxes. How much are you paying in taxes? Federal, state, FICA, Medicare. Nobody knows how much they pay in taxes. Most people know what they earn, but most people don't know what they pay in taxes. If I don't know what I'm paying and I don't know what I'm going to pay, then I can't take any action to reduce it. So the goal is to understand what you're paying. Once you understand what you're paying, what can I do today that in this calendar year, I'll develop strategies that will reduce it for this year, but will also continue that strategy of reducing the tax every single year. So during the accumulation phase, such an important thing. In your blueprint and in your scorecard, that small little modification of 2, 3, 4 percentage points reduction in taxes could have a major impact on your ability to accumulate wealth and be prepared for the future or to have more enjoyment today. It really depends on you and your individual circumstances.
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative.
The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.